that that 0.9 may be optimistic.
Meanwhile, the presidency says there was no ill intention on the part of the Eskom board when it told President Cyril Ramaphosa that there would be no load shedding before the 13th of January. Deputy President David Mabuza earlier said that the Power Utilities Board and Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan misled Ramaphosa. Here's the presidency's Khusela Diko.
What has subsequently happened could not have been planned for. And that's why we keep saying that there has been no planned load shedding as Eskom had committed. These are breakdowns that have subsequently changed the information that had been given to the president. And therefore, no, we don't think it was misleading.
It's emerged that one soldier suffered a heart attack during the crash landing of the Defence Force C-130 transport aircraft in the DRC yesterday. The plane was carrying 58 SANDF peacekeepers and 8 aircrew. The SANDF's Sipiwen Dlamini.
We are relieved that no casualties and no injuries, and a quick urgent board of inquiry to investigate the circumstances surrounding the incident is presently being constituted by the Air Force. There is strict regulation as to when who speaks on what. And until the investigation is completed, we'll only know then what actually happened.
Iran have condemned Western countries for saying that Iranian missiles brought down an Ukrainian airliner on Wednesday, killing nearly 180 people. Here's the BBC's Paul Adams.
U.S. officials are widely quoted as saying that American intelligence detected Iranian air defense radars being turned on shortly before Wednesday morning's crash, and that satellites picked up two missile launches and an explosion. Eyewitness video from a neighborhood near the crash site appears to show a mid-air explosion. Other images circulating on social media show the tip of what looks like an air defense missile known as an SA-15 lying close to the wreckage.
Recapping your top story at 7, some economists have warned that the World Bank's new forecast for South Africa's economic growth might be too optimistic for the country to realize. For 5 News, I'm Sureshni Ryder.
This is the Roger Good Show on 5 FM. It's all good.
What for you?
I'm in the horror, man. Look at me. Let me shimmy down and tell you what's going on in Pinetown, M1 Richmond Road. It's still moving traffic near the N3 highway. Pizza Maritzburg, N3 westbound. There's been a crash just before the Hilton exit. You can expect delays. Cape Town, Milnerton, load shedding. Traffic lights are out at multiple junctions. That's in Milnerton until about 8:30 this morning. Benoni, N12 westbound. A crash at Snake Road. 082-550-5151.
Cowabunga.
Can I not get some like Buddha mystic with like a surfing touch to it? You know what I'm saying?
Is that what you need?
Something down those lines. You know what I mean? Like,
there we go. Some cultural appropriation.
It's black love feet and a surfboard. That's what I'm talking about.
What's it need for your mental?